Thank you for calling customer care. My name is Brisa. I'm the supervisor over the floor. Can I have your first and last name, please?
Yes, hi, Risa. The first name is Yolanda. The last name is Lee.
Thank you. What is your shipping address, ma'am, for security purposes, please?
Sure. 5318 Walton Avenue, Philadelphia, PA 19143.
Thank you. Give me one moment. Give me one moment. I'm still here with you. Okay. I see an order was in on August 26th for $7.95 for a tablet. Do you recall this order, ma'am?
No, not at all.
Okay.
Yeah, and I see it now. So it's $7.95. I didn't even notice that. And the 56 95. And there's only two of us in the house, and my husband had a stroke, so.
Okay. So what I'm going to do, because they're saying that you didn't do the order, I'm going to go ahead and file this as fraud. I want to make sure that you are aware that all cases of fraud are for pending investigation. False claims or fraudulent charges may result as penalties such as a fine. Will that be okay?
A fine towards who?
To whoever placed the order without your authorization.
Well, who would be fined?
To whoever placed the order without your authorization, ma'am.
Well, like I said, there's only two of us in the household, but if
I'm
that's what you
not,
have to do.
no, I'm not stating that you did the order. I'm stating whoever placed the order, we will do a penalty or a fine towards it.
And you said that would be how much?
For what? How much for what, ma'am?
Oh, for if you find that someone from my household did it.
Not from your house. I'm not stating it's directly to you, ma'am, to whoever placed the order.
Okay. But I mean, it would be taken from the amount that they charge.
This claim gets sent over to your local police station, and whoever placed the
Oh,
order,
okay.
they will do a penalty or a fine towards them. Yeah,
Okay.
so give me one moment, okay?
Okay.
Give me a moment. Okay, so your account is canceled, flagged as fraud, so nobody will be able to reopen this information. And what I'm gonna do, I'm gonna go ahead and file this as fraud. I promised you a full refund of the $7.95. Claim has been sent over to your local police station. Do you have any additional questions today?
What about the 5695?
Well, let me see.
They took that out also. As a matter of fact, that's what I called about. I didn't even know about the 795.
Moment. Give me one moment. Let me look over all the charges.
Sure.
Let me see. Okay. So yes, I didn't see that charge. Yes, you received that refund tip for the $56.95. Refunds take 3 to 5 business days. Claim has been sent over. Do you have any additional questions today?
No, that's all. You have my number in case you have to get in touch with me or.
Yes, we have all your information, ma'am, on file.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Is there
I'd
something
like.
else I can assist you with, ma'am?
No, thank you, and I really appreciate it.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer care. I hope you have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, ma'am.